Eat stress-free this spring with Factor's delicious, ready-to-eat meals. Every fresh, never-frozen meal is chef-crafted, dietitian-approved, and ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from a weekly menu of 35 options, including popular dishes like Calorie Smart, Keto, Protein Plus, or Vegan and Veggie. Also, discover more than 60 add-ons every week like breakfast, on-the-go lunch, snacks and beverages to help you stay fueled and feel good all day long. What are you waiting for? Get started today and fuel up for your springtime goals. Head to factormeals.com/5minute50 and use code 5minute50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box. That's code 5minute50 at factormeals.com/5minute50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box. Coming up on 5 Minute News. United Nations leaders push for solutions to world's problems. Trump rape accuser plans new survivors lawsuit. And Hurricane Fiona swipes Turks and Caicos as Puerto Rico begins cleanup. It's Wednesday, September 21. I'm Anthony Davis. The UN General Assembly's annual meeting of world leaders opened with dire assessments of a planet beset by escalating crises and conflicts that an aging international order sees increasingly ill-equipped to tackle. After 2 years when many leaders weighed in by video because of the coronavirus pandemic, now presidents, premiers, monarchs, and foreign ministers have gathered almost entirely in person for diplomacy's premier global event. But the tone was far from celebratory. Instead, it's the blare of a tense and worried world. "We are gridlocked in colossal global dysfunction," Secretary General Antonio Guterres said, adding that our world is in peril and paralyzed. He and others pointed to conflicts ranging from Russia's six-month-old war in Ukraine to the decades-long dispute between Israel and the Palestinians. Speakers worried about a changing climate, spiking fuel prices, food shortages, economic inequality, migration, disinformation, discrimination, hate speech, public health, and more. Priorities varied, as did prescriptions for curing the humanity's ills. But in a forum dedicated to the idea of bringing the world together, many leaders sounded a common theme. The globe needs cooperation, dialogue, and trust. Now more than ever. Nearly 150 heads of state and government have signed on to speak during the nearly week-long general debate, a high number that illustrates the gathering's distinction as a place to deliver their views and meet privately to discuss various challenges and, they hope, make some progress. The woman who accused former President Donald Trump of raping her in a department store dressing room intends to file another lawsuit against him under a New York law letting sexual assault victims sue over attacks that happened decades ago. A lawyer for the writer, E. Jean Carroll, notified a federal judge of her intent to sue in an August letter entered in the public record on Tuesday. The suit would allege sexual battery and intentional infliction of emotional distress. In the letter, the lawyer, Roberta Kaplan, also said she plans to depose Trump in the defamation case that Carroll already had pending against the former president. The deposition would have to occur by October 19, when discovery in the case must be completed for a planned February trial. Carroll, a longtime advice columnist for Elle magazine, wrote in a 2019 book that Trump raped her during a chance encounter at a Bergdorf Goodman store in the mid-1990s. Trump denied it and questioned Carroll's credibility and motivations. Because the alleged attack happened so long ago, Carroll would ordinarily have missed legal deadlines to sue Trump, so she initially sued him instead for defamation, saying he smeared her reputation while denying the rape allegation. Last spring, however, New York lawmakers passed the Adult Survivors Act, which provides a one-year look-back that enables adult survivors of sexual attacks to bring civil claims when they otherwise would be barred. Hurricane Fiona blasted the Turks and Caicos Islands on Tuesday as a Category 3 storm after devastating Puerto Rico, where most people remained without electricity or running water, and rescuers used heavy equipment to lift survivors to safety. The storm's eye passed close to Grand Turk, the small British territory's capital island, on Tuesday morning after the government imposed a curfew and urged people to flee flood-prone areas. Storm surge could raise water levels there by as much as 5 to 8 feet above normal, according to the U.S. National Hurricane Center. Late Tuesday afternoon, the storm was centered about 75 miles north of North Caicos Island, with hurricane-force winds extending up to 30 miles from the center. Premier Washington Missick urged people to evacuate. "Storms are unpredictable," he said in a statement from London, where he had attended the funeral of Her Majesty Queen Elizabeth II. Fiona had maximum sustained winds of 125 miles an hour and was moving north-northwest at 8 miles an hour, according to the Hurricane Center, which said the storm was likely to strengthen into a Category 4 hurricane as it approaches Bermuda on Friday. Rain was still lashing parts of Puerto Rico Tuesday, where the sounds of people scraping, sweeping, and spraying their homes and streets echoed across rural areas as historic floodwaters began to recede. The cleanup efforts occurred on the fifth anniversary of Hurricane Maria, which hit as a Category 4 storm in 2017, and in some areas knocked out power for a year. You can subscribe to 5-Minute News on YouTube with your preferred podcast app. Ask your smart speaker or enable 5-Minute News as your Amazon Alexa flash briefing skill. Subscribe, rate, and review online at 5minute.news. 5-Minute News is an evergreen podcast covering politics, inequality, health, and climate, delivering independent, unbiased, and essential world news daily.
We often hear about the individuals who took the oath of office to become the chief executive. But what about the other people who play a role in each administration, or the events that may not be as well known, but that contribute to the reshaping of the office of the American presidency? On the Presidencies of the United States, we explore each administration beyond just the person holding the highest elected office in order to better understand the history that brought us to the modern day presidency. I hope you'll join me on this journey through the annals of presidential history. Presidencies can be found anywhere fine podcasts can be found, and is a proud member of the Evergreen Podcast Network.